Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
And then he does that. That sounded loud. That is into the water. Oh. And then, don't you know, that's how the game goes. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, both of these have come with nobody on base.
Got on Lugo's heater there. Westy with an extra base, another extra base hit. Just playing really good baseball right now. Big time walk for us there in that close 3-2 pitch.
Just looking for a fastball to get onto early. I got one and again put a good swing on it. That was pretty cool to go back to back with Castro. I think that's the first time we've done that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. I know I'm capable of doing that every time I go out. So it's refreshing to be able to get a start under my belt, to be able to get deep into that ballgame.
That's definitely the best start he's had since we got him last year. Just the way he changed speeds, moved the ball around, pitched the contact, and played well defensively behind him. But yeah, it was working ahead in the count, and that was, for me, this is probably his best changeup he's had since he's been here for me, and it was a start we needed.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, talking about yesterday's winning pitcher of Cole Irving, dealing like he's never dealt before, at least in an Orioles uniform, against the Kansas City Royals in the always fun rubber game out there at Kauffman Stadium. And the Royals had been dominant at home here in 2024. Orioles, after losing a tough one on Friday night because Dean Kramer didn't pitch as bad as the box score would indicate, and Adley Rutschman hit a grand slam. Bullpen kind of crapped the bed a little bit, but it is what it is. They get out to the big lead Saturday, then hold on. And then yesterday, just kind of do it with Lugo, giving up, three runs all season? Hadn't given up a home run all year. And then Kowser and Westberg went back to back. But I guess the story of the game was the brilliance of Cole Irvin, who has been, based on what the Orioles expected he would be when they acquired him from Oakland, kind of like a top-of-the-rotation guy, at least for last year. Now, things have changed as Grayson Rodriguez has evolved into one of the top young right-handers in baseball. Corbin Burnes is one of the top pitchers in baseball. Dean Kramer's been solid, if not spectacular at times, but doing what they have to do. Now, Cole Irvin's only in the rotation because John Means and Kyle Bradish aren't right now, but yesterday when they needed him to, gave them his best outing. So the Orioles get the back-to-back homers from best buddies Kowser and Westberg. They scrape a couple late, and they win going away 5-0. So they win the series 2-1. But the Kowser performance all season long has been something to behold, because he seems to be playing long and loose. Don't get in here. This is a guy that came in last year, seemed to be overwhelmed by the moment, but again, didn't have to come up and be the guy. Now this year, at least through the first 3 weeks of the season, he's one of the guys. And he's way better defensively than maybe a lot of people anticipated he would be, because he can literally play all three outfield spots.
I'll say it now. I mean, a lot of hype around Jackson Holliday, obviously, and rightfully so, coming into this year. But if you haven't already, take a look at the odds for Colton Kowser for AL Rookie of the Year, because he's already putting together the resume that not just Jackson Holliday, others around the league are going to have trouble catching up to.
Yeah, go to ESPN Bet to get those odds and maybe win yourself some money. But Colton Kowser's been outstanding, but quietly, Jordan Westberg has been one of the most reliable, solid, if not spectacular players himself this year. And we knew it. Ryan Ripken told us last year. Ryan Ripken told us before the season started. And we'll be talking to Ryan Ripken tonight on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts at 6, that power plays. And he's not just a right center field power guy. He roped that one into the left center field yesterday. He's already hit with a bomb over the wall in Camden Yards. And he's playing strong defense at third base. So as everyone else gets the headlines and makes all the noise with the publicity, Jordan Westberg, another first-round pick from Mike Elias, he's having a great beginning to his 2024 season.
I mean, the power's nice, right? You always use more power. That was the one thing last year that the Orioles offense could have used a little more of, at least from different participants. But he just gets you what you need. He's not going up there to the plate, hacking away, looking to hit a home run every time. He's up there just looking to get on base. If it happens to be a pitch he can take out of the ballpark, great. But he's a double guy. He was a triple guy yesterday. He's just a professional hitter. He goes up there. I don't think there's anyone. You look at the lineup. Who takes more professional at-bats than Jordan Westberg? Every time he's up there, I feel like he's going to get a hit.
And he looks like one of the more relaxed hitters they have on the team.
For such a young guy,
yeah, too. Yeah. I mean, you can see Kowser frustrated. Gunner wears his emotions on his sleeve. I mean, he just goes up there, out, hit. It is what it is.
Yeah, he's calm, cool, collective.
Uh-huh.
You know, and nothing rattles him, which is kind of cool. You know, and they're back-to-back homers. And then Gunner, you know, in between after Holliday, Gunner roped that one to right field off the wall too. You know, so that's pretty impressive. You know, Bob, I love watching Gunner play because I love the passion and stuff he plays with. The other two guys, they just get it done.
Yeah, and Kowser plays with emotion and passion. He's more outgoing. Westberg's just like kind of a Westy. He's just a machine.
Yeah.
Just go out and play.
Doubt.
You don't have to be effervescent and zany to people think. Just because you're showing emotion, he's playing as hard as anybody on the team, and the results speak for themselves.
Right, and you're getting production from every part of your lineup, too.
Yeah.
I mean, any given day, I mean, Westberg, he could be batting anywhere in your lineup. At some point this year, Hyde's probably going to consider bumping him up a little bit if he keeps raking like this. But to get that kind of production from your 6, 7, 8 spot, it's fantastic.
Well, to me, the key to the game yesterday, aside from the win, Irvin.
No doubt.
He was brilliant. And he had a shaky first inning. Got himself out of it. And then just settled into a groove there. And then the bullpen, you had a lead stake to you. And Coulomb got himself out of a little bit of a jam there. Dylan Tate, who had a rough night on Friday, bounced back nicely. Thank you very much. But Lugo and Reagans on Saturday, these guys have been dealing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kansas City had one of the top pitchers, still does, one of the top pitching staffs in baseball, and the Orioles made him pay the last two nights.
Hey,
Saturday,
Bob,
got a little dicier than we had hoped for, but 7-run spot there in the second inning, and then Kansas City kept chipping away. But the Orioles held him off, and that's all that matters,
well,
right, everybody?
The thing with Irvin was, you know, like Ben, they were talking about, you know, like in the first inning, this is a really important start for Irvin. You know, like because the kid down in AAA.
Povich.
Says he's been pitching great, has had 4 good outings, and, you know, he's on the cusp of coming. Irvin needs a good start. and he got an awesome start.
Well, the Orioles needed him to have a good start to rest that bullpen just a little bit after they had worked on Friday and Saturday. By the way, Kyle Bradish pitched for Norfolk yesterday. Did not go well for him. Control a little out of whack, plunking wild pitches, giving up homers. So don't expect him back anytime soon. Wells, who knows? Same with John Means, who's coming off an outing in which he'd like to forget. So Cole Irvin is going to have to be huge for them. Albert Suarez will pitch tonight for the Orioles. And Nolan, you saw this. Brandon Hyde said after the game, we bumped up Grayson to give him an extra day's rest. And we want to keep Suarez on his normal rest. I'm going to go Colombo here. This means that now, instead of pitching against Oakland, Grayson Rodriguez gets the Yankees early next week, too.
Could be. Already thinking that far down the road. Yeah. But Hyde's shown willingness to move pieces around in his rotation early. They did it with Burns a couple weeks ago or last week. They had the off day. Keep him on 5 days in the rotation instead of six. So I kind of like it, especially when you don't have, five studs there. You do have some guys on the back end that you're kind of hoping can just give you five quality innings when they go out there. So I don't have any problem moving pieces around, need be.
Yeah, Orioles in Anaheim tonight, taking on the Angels, 9:38 first pitch. Angels just got swept by the Reds. They've lost four in a row, so they're scuffling a little bit. But on the hill tonight, Reed Detmers, we know him. He beat the Orioles in the third game of the season, Easter Sunday. As a matter of fact, he is undefeated, 3-0, with a 1.19 earned run average. I'm going to make a prediction. Jackson Holliday will not be in the lineup tonight, but Ramon Urias will be, because he's starting to show some life with the bat as well. So Orioles at Angels, Birds, half game out of first place here on April the 22nd. The NFL draft is coming up on Thursday, first round. 30th pick for the Ravens. Consensus, Vinny, as we've talked about it, is if they trade, it's out.
Right.
And Jordan Reed, ESPN.com, did a 7-round mock draft, has them doing that exact same thing. But 30th pick, they're sticking around. I mean, we know the candidates. We just don't know what directional Eric DaCosta might be leaning in.
Yeah, and the thing you don't know is when you're picking 30th, a lot of times somebody falls, and then it makes it a little bit easier. But if nobody falls, if the board goes as you expect it to go, which you don't want it to, but hey, Bob, when you do mock drafts and stuff, because this time of the week, we would do mock drafts.
You're talking about within a front office here.
Well, yeah, the front office.
Not just for what's in giggles on the radio.
No, because the thing what we would do is I'd have all the coaches in there and scouts, and it was just a fun exercise because you know what? Crazy things happen during the draft, so you got to prepare for anything. So I would give, everybody would have a team or two, every coach, every scout, and we would do a mock draft. And then we would pick, we would see, okay, here's the candidates that are here for 30. Who would we take? And then we'd all talk about, okay, kind of thing. Just going through those exercises. And because, like, when you got coaches picking and stuff, some guys go here, kind of, and it could happen, things like that. So made an interesting thing. And probably today, Bob, what we would have been doing is the medical stuff. We'd have the trainers, the doctors come in, and they would have all their folders on every guy. They'd wheel in this basket of files on every guy, and then we would do, like, offense in the morning, and we'd go over every guy on our board. And the doctors and trainers would tell us, go over each guy again, and then we'd do the defense. And that was usually, like, what today was.
It's 58-81-05-7. The Fan is, we're 4 days away from the first round of the draft. If you want to make a prediction for what the Ravens will do, if you have a suggestion for what they should do, give us a call at 410-583-1057. NBA and Stanley Cup playoffs started over the weekend. Capitals did not go well for them. All home teams, by the way, won in the NBA in the first round of it. And my long-lost cousin, Got his ass beat Saturday night. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I read about it, though, but it was like a shock.
Yeah, well, I saw it, and it was an ass beating. But then again, the typical boxing, one guy decided it was 112 to 112 when it wasn't, and it looked like Harvey Dock, the referee, was taking Devin Haney, getting his ass beat rather personally with some of his maneuvering there later on in the fight. So if you want to get into that, you can at 410-583-1057. It's Draft Week. The Orioles win another series on the road. It's off to the Angels, and the Angels have been scuffling. Let's see if Albert Suarez can do it back-to-back.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Start.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney, post up in the bleachers.
You're all garbage! All of you!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
You could have 15 picks, and sometimes you're there and at the end of the draft and you're looking at the board and you have no idea who you want to pick. You just don't see anybody that you really covet. So I always think about it as, like, what picks do you need to get the players that you want to take?
Derek DaCosta, Ravens general manager, a couple weeks ago talking about having 9 picks, which right now the Ravens do. Number 30 overall in the first round. Now, if you're, you know, we're going to do a mock draft here, right? Is that officially official yet? I mean, I don't know.
We're doing it. Thursday.
All right.
Jonas Schaefer joining us 1 hour in studio.
We're 1 hour. Do we get all the fancy bells and whistles with, like, Goodell doing a with the 30th pick?
We'll have everything.
Now,
we'll have it all.
I just want to be clear. I'm going to be Goodell. Or are you going to be Goodell? I mean, who do I hug? If I'm Goodell, do I get to hug somebody? Again, can we bring in...
We might have to consult HR on that one.
Yes,
but,
correct.
Maybe.
Because I don't want nobody touching me. Unless it's somebody that I don't mind being touched by. But we digress, of course. But anyway, we got the mock draft flying. For instance, Jordan Reed, ESPN.com, Mel Kiper's colleague, by the way, from ESPN, has the Ravens trading out of 30 with the Commanders. So the Ravens get out of 30, go down to 36 and 78, so they get another second and another third. By the way, with that 30th pick, the Commanders take Tyler Guyton, and then the Ravens at 36 would take Darius Robinson, the edge rusher out of Missouri.
Yeah, I don't – if Guyton's sitting there, I don't see them trading back. To me, that doesn't make a lot of sense because you got a guy, plug-and-play guy, at your most – at the position that you need, is it worth getting another third-round pick to do that? Like Eric is talking about, You know, I got to have the number of picks. The picks that I want to have are for the guys that I need to get. And if I'm sitting there at 30 and I can get a guy that's plug and play, you know, I mean, it's nice and it's cute and all to trade back and it sounds good, but hell, you know, if I can get a guy that, you know, we feel good about and he can plug and play him, unless there's like three other old linemen that are sitting there that you really like, but just to trade back, no.
Let me ask you this. In regards to the mock drafts, which we're doing on Thursday ourselves, and Inside Access full on starting at 2, but is this based just on team needs and your projections, or do they get a little inside information that may kind of tip the hand a little bit? Where does all of the mock trade, picking the draft itself is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And then to project trades, it's too much work.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, Bob, if you know somebody, I mean, I'm guessing Eric's not talking to too many media people this time of the year. And that's the reason, Bob, that I never showed anybody our total board. I mean, guys knew who we liked because they sat through the meetings and stuff, but how we had them rated in our board, I put it up the night before the draft, and I put paper over it so nobody could see it, and I'd take it down, and we'd go in there for the draft the next day. I mean, because you can't trust anybody, because people love to talk. Bob, coaches love to talk, because they'll talk to their buddy at – whatever team, their buddies. Yeah, who do you like? Well, yeah, here's how we got them ranked. That kind of stuff. And I don't need that. I don't need that. But it happens because nobody wants to be wrong. So if you're, you know, say you're the O-line coach or whatever, Bob, you're going to talk to other O-line coaches. Yeah, here's how I got them ranked. You know, because you don't want to be that outlier. That, I like that guy and nobody else does.
Sure. But it's a fascinating thing to watch unfold, because the draft itself has become its own monster.
No doubt.
I mean, you have the games, which people lose their minds over. And then the draft has become a three-day extravaganza. The NBA is trying to duplicate. They're good luck with that, by the way, because nobody knows who these dudes are. Yeah. Myself included.
Yeah.
And I watch college basketball during basketball season literally every day. I don't know any of these so-called top-level draft dudes. That being said, if they can monetize it, they're going to do it. And the NFL has done it better than anybody, by far.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball didn't even start televising their draft until within the last 20 years.
Now, Radio City, Bob, when it was in New York, it was pretty cool. But, Bob, you know what's crazy? Because I was there one time with ESPN with Mel, and then another time me and Rob went up there. But, I mean, it's Radio City Music Hall right there. And, Bob, nobody in New York even knows what's going on. I mean, people are just walking by, and, you know, I mean, it's not a big deal.
It's in Detroit this year.
Yes, and they've taken it, they moved it around, and there's hundreds of thousands of people. The NFL people, they're brilliant. And, they want to do it with the combine, I would say – not so fast on that, but the draft.
Like getting it out of Indy, you mean?
Yeah, that's what they want to do, but it's just so hard with the medical stuff and all. You know, I mean, that's the logistics stuff is really hard. But for the draft, I mean, Baltimore's trying to get it, right?
Correct.
Yeah, Baltimore's trying to get it.
That's what Sasha Brown said. I don't know where it would be. Quite frankly, it'd still be a couple of years down the road, because the one in Detroit starting on Thursday night's not at Ford Field. It's at one of their monuments of, you know, awesomeness, where you can party and do everything you have to do. Nashville had it.
Yeah,
remember?
And Nashville was great.
Strip. Yeah.
Philly was awesome, too.
Yeah. So it's not in the stadium, but either way, it's good luck for your city.
No doubt.
To get it happen.
Oh, yeah. And just think of all the people that come into your city and all the money that is raised. So, yeah, it's a big thing now to get the NFL draft. And like you said, Bob, I mean, the problem with the NBA is all the Europeans. We've never seen a play, the European basketball players.
Like, you knew who Victor Wembanyama was because he was the phenom 3 years before he was even selected. Now, it's like,
Yeah, we knew more of the WNBA girls.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But anyway, let's see. I'm just reading a story around Jonathan Givony, ESPN.com, speaking of the NBA draft. Zachary Rosiker, the projected number one pick, submitted his paperwork to the league office, making him eligible for the draft.
Where'd he play this past year?
I think he was over at Patterson Park killing a bunch of drunken.
Playing against Norm.
Yeah, a bunch of fools there. But either way, you know, you knew who Shaquille O'Neal was.
No doubt.
You knew who Patrick Ewing was, on down the line. But now it's because the college landscape's changed dramatically.
Yep.
I mean, it is what it is. But getting back to the original point, the NFL draft far exceeds any other sport in that regard, and now they're making the schedule reveal, sort of like the Oscars, too.
Yeah, and Bob, originally...
And I'm actually getting pumped for that, too.
Originally, when it was in New York, the NFL draft, just Saturday and Sunday. You know, now it's...
It started at 12.
Yeah.
On a Saturday afternoon when you're cutting your grass.
Yeah, and now Thursday night prime time, Friday night prime time.
People have draft parties.
Yeah.
To enjoy that sort of thing. But anyway, Ravens have 9 picks, 30th overall. Will they stand pat? Gianna Hahn will be joining us from the Baltimore Banner at 11 o'clock. Get her final impressions of it as we get closer and closer to the actual draft itself. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from Kansas City, including yesterday's 5-0 finale behind Cole Irvin and back-to-back shots from Colton Cowser and Jordan Westberg. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. Rashawn.
Hey, man, big win this weekend, man. We took 2 out of 3, man.
Like I saw you on Facebook. Saw your pictures on Facebook.
There you go.
Yeah,
Vinny,
man.
Stalking
had a great
you,
time.
As usual. Yeah, Vinny's stalking you. You're texting me. Whining after the first inning.
Yeah, man. But like I said, Bob, when we was texting, man, I was like, man, we get 6 solid innings out of Irvin, you know, and get some run support, we'll be fine. And, man, he gave us more than that, man. He almost gave us a complete 7 innings.
Yeah, and some people on social media, and take it for what it's worth, were complaining that he got the hook when he did after
it was
6 2/3.
Yeah,
Yeah, he had one more out to go. Honestly, if I'm Hyder, I'm leaving him in there, man. You know, the guy didn't give up a hit yet. Wasn't nobody on base yet. You know, but I guess it was a I don't know who was
but
up
let
the
me
bat,
be Webb struck out the next guy. But let me be the voice of reason, Rashawn. What was the final score of the game?
It was 5-0.
Who won the series?
We won. The Orioles won.
Off to the next.
But listen, we got, you know, we don't got a day off. I mean, the bullpen was still beat up from the last night, you know. So, man, we got to learn how to stretch these guys. Like, I just understand. The guys was at 92 pitches.
93.
So, 93 pitches, man, you know. So, that was probably his best performance.
By far his best as an Oriole, no doubt about it.
Yeah. And let's get on to Saturday's game, man. We got up to that big lead, and then they put Ramirez in, man. Like, what he was trying to throw the game. Like, man, this guy shouldn't be on the team. He should be down in Bowie right now.
All right. Well, who won that game? Let me just remind you.
Oh, we won it, but, man,
there you go.
It shouldn't have been close like that.
He wasn't the only one kind of gacking stuff up there. Cano gave up a run. Burns didn't look too happy when he got the heave-ho either, the Hyder hook. Now, when Burns gets yanked early, I'm like, okay, what's he doing here? Because Burns does not look, and Irvin looked to be kind of content with his outing when it all took place. There's Rashawn. He's at Baltimore. I guess he forgot the Orioles just won the last 2 games as we're taking some shots at Brandon Hyde. When we come back, then he's going to take a shot at the draft profiles with the guy expected to be the number one pick in it. It would probably be a complete stunner if he wasn't. He's out of USC by way of Oklahoma and the DMV. Figure it out for yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
From the OutSky.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix with a 105.7 The Fan Big Bad Fan Flash.
Sunday afternoon in KC, the O's blast their way to a series win.
Jordan Westberg on the next pitch. That's a tank out to left center. Westberg splashes down. And Kowser and Westberg go back to back in the third.
The call courtesy of Masson. Jordan Westberg goes deep to left right after Colton Kowser hit a solo shot of his own, giving the Birds a 2-0 lead in the third inning. And they'd go on to beat the Royals 5-0, their first shutout victory of the season. A shutout that was primarily the doing of starter Cole Irvin, who tossed 6 2/3, giving up just 4 hits. It's his first win since beating the same Royals last June. The road trip continues tonight for the Birds as they open up a 3-game series with the Angels in Anaheim. And we have your pregame coverage with Baltimore Baseball Tonight, sponsored by Salvo Auto Parts, hosted by Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken from 6 to 7 p.m. First pitch later tonight from L.A. is slated for 9:30. And yesterday in NBA playoff action, Boston, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, and the Clippers all winning game ones in their series. Tonight we have a trio of games beginning with Orlando at Cleveland, Cavs up 1-0, tip off at 7, and then it's Sixers at Knicks with New York up 1-0. That game can be heard on our sister station 1300 The Bet, tip off at 7:30. And in the late game, Lakers at Nuggets with Denver up 1-0, tip off at 10. Your Monday forecast from the Fan Weather Desk, mostly sunny skies and cool, highs around 60. I'm Joe LaCroix, every team, every sport, every day, Ravens, Terps, and O's, and you're home of the most coverage of the NFL Draft, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. We are 105.7 The Fan.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Empty set for Caleb Williams on third down and 10 with USC trailing 14-0. Williams, deep shot. Receiver.
ESPN on the call. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. First round of the NFL draft coming up Thursday in Detroit. Ravens have the 30th pick in said draft. They might take a quarterback at some point in time. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, but the guy we just heard, he got a better chance of getting struck by lightning walking out of the lotto office if the Ravens get this dude right here.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, USC. 6'1", 214. Jersey 13, junior, 32-inch arms, 9 3/4 hands. Now, the thing with Caleb is he's only taken a physical for one team, Chicago Bears. So I don't know how you draft a guy and you don't put a physical on him. So if I'm any type of betting man, I mean, everybody thinks that it's lock. He's going to Chicago, Caleb Williams. So I'd be totally shocked. You know, and draft starts at 2. Caleb's from Gonzaga High School, 5-star. He was number one player in the country. And give him credit. Number one player in the country out of high school. Went to Oklahoma. End up starting last half the season. Brought them back. And went to SC. Won a Heisman. So he's had a lot of pressure on him. He's had a lot of eyes on him ever for a long, long time. Now in 2021, at Oklahoma, he had 212 completions for 1,912 yards, 64%, with 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 19 sacks, and 79 rushes for 442 yards, average 5.6. And then in 2022, went with Lincoln Riley to SC, 13 games, 450 attempts, 4,080 yards, 66% completion, 37 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, 30 sacks, 113 rushing attempts, 382 yards, average 3.4. In 2023, 266 of 388, 68.6% completion, 3,633 yards, 30 touchdowns, 5 picks, 97 rushes for 136 yards, 11 touchdowns. So, I mean, he ran a lot as a freshman, and less. He wanted to throw the football. The thing that you kind of got to like a little bit is his completion percentage, 64, 66, 68. So you saw the increase, even though he didn't have as good a year this past year, but probably had the least amount of talent that he's had on a football team. His strengths, athletic. He can throw without setting his feet. He'll come off to number two, has some run ability, can drop back, gather, set, then reset and throw accurately. He can throw from different arm angles. He can get away from the rush. Good feel, good feet, and athletic in the pocket, moves well left and right. Good setup, quick feet and hips, quick release. Has some speed as a runner. A lot of different arm angles and accurate. Has good zip on the ball. He's smart and aware. He can make all the throws. He can take punishment. Will stand in the pocket under pressure. Shows touch. Creative in the pocket. He can make unscripted great plays. Throws a good deep ball. Keeps eyes downfield. Competes on the field. Was consistent. Very good accuracy. Weakness. Not a strong runner. Will try to make great throws and get interceptions like the Notre Dame game where he had 3 picks. He'll get some balls batted down, 6'1". Has not played under center very much. In summary, if medical and interviews, character, check out, big-time prospect. I mean, that's the thing I think that's holding up Caleb Williams, or the concerns that you have with Caleb Williams is what's he like off the field? How is he going to be as the face of your franchise? How is he in your locker room? And if the Bears check all the boxes with that, then I think they'll be extremely happy.
How does he compare to C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Trevor Lawrence, and all the other quarterbacks of the last 3-4 years who have gone either number one or number two?
Bob, if he would have been able to come out last year after his Heisman Trophy winner, he'd been the first pick in the draft then. Ahead of those guys. I mean, coming out of college, Bob, he's better than those guys. More creative. He can do more things. More arm angles. He's more Patrick Mahomes-ish than those guys are. Although, you know, I mean, they have their own styles and stuff. But he is, he's fun to watch. I mean, when you watch him play and stuff, I think that he was under so much pressure this past year because he didn't have the talent, that it was all on him, and his defense sucked, that they had to win. You know, I mean, they were beating Colorado, what, like 30 to 10 or something, and then had to win 46-45, something like that. Their defense was horrendous, and he had to do it all. And that's why maybe he took more chances this past year than he has in the past. But with all that said, he still completed almost 69% of his passes with 30 touchdowns and 5 picks.
He was so good as a freshman at Oklahoma.
Yep.
In half a season, he put himself in the Heisman conversation, then transferred to USC. He did win the Heisman last year. Disappointing year for the Trojans overall. Number one quarterback prospect, number one pick in the draft, pretty much by everyone who does this sort of evaluating thing. There are a couple of people, however, and I believe Tony Pauline from our buddy there, Zeppelin fan, thinks that Jaden Daniels is actually the number
there,
one. Probably.
There is Dan Orlovsky. Bob, there is a lot of people that have Jaden Daniels number one that would prefer to take Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams. And maybe they feel more comfortable with him, but we'll do Jaden Daniels, in an hour or so. But Jaden Daniels is a hell of a prospect, too. And he gives you more mobility running the football and stuff. than Caleb does.
It's 58-80-105-7 The Fan. You have a suggestion for the Ravens at 30. We'll listen for you. No doubt about it at 410-583-1057. Orioles taking on the Angels tonight after taking 2 out of 3 from Kansas City, winning the last two to do it as well behind that 5-0 shutout. Cole Irvin, best start as an Oriole. Albert Suarez looked to prove that his last start was no fluke against Reed Detmers, who's proven so far his first start against the Orioles has been no fluke. He's undefeated with a sub-2 earned run average. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Ryan Ripken, we get you rolling here at 6 o'clock.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. No real musical theme. We just go with the flow. It's chosen by Nolan McGraw. Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner. Preview the draft with her coming up top of the hour. Whip around 11:15. Busy weekend in the world of sports. That is an understatement. And then Michael Felder, preview the NFL draft with him coming up at 11:30. Orioles in Anaheim taking on the Angels. Angels have lost 4 in a row. Orioles just won another series out there in Kansas City. 14-7 overall, half game behind the Yankees in the East. Albert Suarez coming off that brilliant performance last week against the Twins. Reed Detmers, who was brilliant against the Orioles a couple weeks back and has been brilliant all season long. 9:38 first pitch. Our coverage on the Fan starts at 6 with Baltimore baseball tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Ryan Ripken. NBA playoffs started yesterday, or Saturday rather. The real playoffs, not the play-in stuff. Mm-hmm. The actual playoffs. All 8 home teams won. We'll get to that. And the Caps get their pants pulled down yesterday by the Rangers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs for them. And there were some other interesting outcomes as well.
Yeah, the thing about the Caps was it was 0-0 after 1. So, I mean, they were playing perfectly at that time because they don't get a lot of shots. They don't have a lot of offensive potential. And the Rangers scored 3 goals in 2 minutes. That was it. And then Ovi didn't have a shot on goal. They just have a hard time competing with the Rangers. Rangers are too big, too fast, and they were physical. I mean, the Caps look kind of slow watching them compared to the Rangers. Bob, if it goes 6, I'd be shocked.
Ryan Garcia, majority decision over Devin Haney Saturday night, Barclays Center, as he does not win a belt because he was overweight, missed weight, was drinking beer at the weigh-in, which was brilliant, as I see it. Devin Haney's undefeated. His O went as he got dropped 3 times, got rocked within the first 35, 40 seconds of the fight, and he was kind of defensive from there, which is kind of his style anyway, but it is boxing. I'm assuming the excuses will be flowing like wine as the next couple of months ensue. Garcia and Oscar De La Hoya, most importantly, were popping off about a rematch with Tank Davis. This time, the catch weight being more advantageous to Ryan Garcia than it was the first time last April. Tank, by the way, back in the ring in June against Frank Martin, and other things going on. But Nolan, let me get you in here for a second, because I guess apparently this was a big deal when I walked in the door. I did get crabs over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I got crabs. So there, not the good kind.
Say. Right. Not the one, edible kind.
Not the one where I had to go get a shot or something and rub ointment around things. That's what I heard, because I've never had that sort of thing before. But the crabs were delicious. First crustaceans of the year, because Saturday was an awesome, awesome day. At least early, around 6:30, started to change dramatically with the temp in the wind. But so there you go, everybody. Now you know. What did you do this weekend, Nolan McGraw?
I played golf yesterday, which was good. First time in like 2 or 3 months. So played bogey golf most of the day and then imploded on the last 4 holes and finished with a 108. So kind of stinky, but you know what? Good to be out there.
What's the best part of your game, Norm?
You know what? The putting yesterday was on point. So I'll take that. It keeps you coming back.
Yeah. I was at a soccer Saturday. Well, Friday night, had to pick Rachel up at a dance at 11 p.m. Saturday, soccer game, and then a track meet all day. So I got home like at 6 and just watched sports once I got home. Yesterday, I watched baseball and I watched hockey.
Sounds like a full weekend of fun. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Gianna Hahn doesn't know it, but she's about to have fun with us from the Baltimore Banner, talking about the upcoming NFL draft. First round is Thursday. Ravens have 30th pick, 9 picks overall, whip around 11-15. And again, Michael Felder. So we got the draft covered like a Kmart suit, with all due respect to Kmart, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Then a funhouse trip with Nolan. And then we got news from the Nest at noon. And then Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, talking about the Orioles. 14-7 on the year, rolling now through April as the end of the month is getting closer and closer. Off to Anaheim. Angels have dropped 4 in a row. Either they're due or they're about to be embark on a long losing streak here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.